Recording. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Forward Maryland, and may the 4th be with you. Today is Monday, May the 4th, 2020. My name's Bill Woodcock, and I'm here with Jason Boones, calling in from a remote locale, aren't you, Jason?
Completely undisclosed. No one has any idea where I am.
He is guarding Maryland's test kits. A true Maryland patriot, Jason Boones, is protecting us. And also, of course, the pandemic and everything surrounding it has brought a lot of community heroes to bear and have brought a lot of people to step forth and help take care of our community. And in a better segue than I had originally planned for this, I'm introducing two of those local Columbia, Maryland heroes this evening. Amy Brooks and Jessica Mahajan have started a wonderful online group called OMO, which is also short for Oakland Mills Online, referring to the village of Oakland Mills in which Amy, Jessica, and I all live. So we'd like to welcome you to the podcast today, ladies. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Amy, Jessica, if you could each tell us a little bit about yourselves, and either one of you can take it, or, you know, what your interests are and how you got this thing put together.
So I'll start us off. I am Amy Brooks, and I teach at Oakland Mills High School, but we had a chunk of time after schools closed where we weren't really sure what was going to happen next. And I was worried about my kids, both the ones that live at home with me that go to Stevens Forest Elementary, Oakland Mills Middle, and Oakland Mills High School, and my students. And I also worried about our community members, people who are used to hanging out and spending time together and learning from one another in all different spaces. So I just thought it'd be fun to have a routine. I think that's the teacher in me, where we got to hang out in a structured way. But I knew, because Jessica had helped me with a website for my side business of helping people write books, that she was really good at that. And so I kind of just reached out to her and was like, is there any way you would help me organize this and like construct it in an online space? And she's like, sure. And then the next day it was like this entity. And it's just a really great space for people to figure out what they want to do, when they want to do it, and see what interests them. And we've had amazing people come out from our community, and I'll let Jessica add on to it. It's just been a pleasant evolution.
Thanks for having us on. I'm Jessica Mahajan, and Amy is my friend, and our kids are friends. Oakland Mills is very unique. I've lived in many places and never lived in a place like this where so many groups mix and mingle together. And it is very organic how OMO started. Amy had the great idea. She reached out to me. I was able to help her create it in a digital space in a format. She already had Zoom. She was comfortable using Zoom, so it was easy to just pick up with that and go. The website was just a way of housing the schedule and what we were going to do, and kind of give people an idea of what it was that we were trying to do. So the main purpose of OMO is to bring together people in a social learning environment. Oakland Mills is a very social group. I mean, we love the arts, we love schools. We mix and mingle, as I said, throughout all the different schools, through the pools, through walking, being an all walking school area. We're used to seeing our neighbors. And so our hope and what has come to fruition is that we've got multiple age groups that are meeting together online on a daily basis.
So thank you, ladies, both for Amy and Jessica for that introduction. And I hope that the viewers and listeners out there are appreciating the full flavor of this, because I believe that there may be a perception that something like this, because of, you know, having kids in the school system, it's oriented around education for K through 12 students. But as I've gone on the Facebook site and on the website, you have really a robust program of adult education classes and people who practice other skills other than, you know, academic subjects, you know, going online, teaching classes to whoever wants to receive them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today
we have a really good community. Amy has brought together a whole bunch of people that she knows through all of her different areas of expertise. So you've got, I don't know, physicists and authors and teachers, and there's not a subject that someone has expressed interest in that we don't have an expert somewhere in our county, mm-hmm. or connected somehow to someone in Oakland Mills or in Howard County. And be very clear, it's for all age groups, and it's for anyone. We started in Oakland Mills, but that's not limited. We are very welcoming here.
Yeah, and also by the same token, I've seen a lot of people who I know I'm familiar with in the Howard County community step up and come and help out and teach courses. So it really is a very robust little learning platform that you have. Jason, do you have any questions? It's hard to see you. In fact,
I was waving frantically, then I realized I wasn't on Zoom. But, I have spent a little bit of time on your website, which is oaklandmillsonline.weebly.com. And I did have the opportunity to review some of the sessions by subject. And obviously, thank you for clarifying that it's really much more of an intergenerational approach. You already have numerous sessions by subject that I'm looking at now, and I'm fairly certain Dr. Jamie Howard can teach at least 15 of those classes.
Yes.
But not wanting to use up all of his time. Do you have some other particular subjects you're looking at launching in the near future?
We're continuing to grow and partner with different organizations in the county, and they're going to be bringing in their expertise. So we're not going to spill all the beans just yet, but we have a lot of folks that have been very generous with their time to the point where we're like, let's just be buddies and partner up. And NASA's been one that has come on. We've had many presentations aligned with them, and we have a lot of connections here in Columbia. So that would be an example of, like, of course, an elementary school student and a retired anybody. You know, any all ages are NASA's just cool. So having that on, and today Star Wars was all day, every workshop, and we had every age group represented from toddler on up. So.
So I'm just curious, has there been a class where you were just taken aback at how much interest there was in it? You thought, oh, okay, maybe a couple of folks might be interested, but when it comes down to the actual, class time, it's like, wow, it's like, oh, we never knew there was much interest in this topic. Anything like that occur thus far?
We did have Kazu Kibuishi on, and he is the author of the Amulet series, and that was just a happenstance, amazing. We had an OMOer who reached out to him and asked, and she did a great job, and he came on. And so that was brilliant. And we had people from all over the county and other places that joined us for that. And he, the beauty of that one was not just that he came on to talk about his books, but he told us about his life. Mm-hmm. And he told us about struggles. And that's the thing that I've enjoyed most about doing this, is that we're getting to know each other in a real way, that it's not so much of a facade that we might keep during a non-quarantine trapped at home situation. If you heard about Amy's Scorpion Speaker Series at the high school, that's a similar situation where you come in and you're a bit more vulnerable and you're willing to share because there are people that just want to connect with you in a personal way.
Mm-hmm. I thought our guest we had last week was another example. Her name is Savannah, and her entire family is deaf, and she is hard of hearing and signs, and went viral. She's in Frederick, but she went viral with her signing of, I think it was Carrie Underwood and some other artists, and then she was on Little Big Shots with Melissa McCarthy recently. And I wasn't sure, you know, who would show up or what the interest would be, but one of the members of our admin team has been teaching ASL, American Sign Language, and she has quite a following. And then we have ASL at Oakland Mills High School. So I reached out to a couple different communities. We had two interpreters on simultaneously translating, and it was just a great crowd with great questions, and people maybe having discussions we're not normally brave enough to have or don't even have the opportunity to have. So I think this is also something that's so different from school, where you get to spend time delving into, we did Russian, you know, or learned about the culture, French culture in Belgium, as opposed to just thinking about France. So that's really important to us too, that we don't try to replicate what other spaces are doing. We're trying to help people learn and grow in a unique way that they might look back on the quarantine and be like, oh yeah, I learned about sign language when we were stuck at home for blank months. And now, you know, that changed the course of my life. Like now, lofty goals, I know, but like maybe that's something that's going to inspire them and go explore a different path.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Well, what occurs to me is, and what I have found in my fairly brief period of discovery of the website is that it's appears to be a terrific avenue for community learning. I don't want to say community discussion. I don't want to say community education even, because sometimes, especially lately in Howard County, those become charged words and is, you know, suggestive of promoting some sort of agenda. I have very rarely in my history of civic involvement in Howard County seen as elaborate a thing put together and as completely devoid of any other purpose other than what it expressly states, which is to provide a learning platform for the entire community where everybody can just go and do good things and learn about what each other does and appreciate each other as people. I mean, if there truly is a platform for the humans of Howard County, so to speak, I really find that your platform is it. And let me just reiterate, I mean, this did not exist like, what, 10 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago? When did this start?
And we started March 13th. That was when Amy had the idea, March 14th over the weekend we built it. Our first sessions were on March 16th. So we've been going at it 5 days a week since then.
Yeah, and how many people participate? are members of this, have presented, do you know?
We have almost 800 members of our Facebook group, but the people that are actually participating in on every session ranges from 10 to 50, depending on what it is. So we have small group things like journaling, where we have the same consistent group of people that come join us every day. And then we have big things. So for instance, when Rich Gibson came on to talk about the art of persuasion, I mean, to have our state's attorney come and teach a lesson on the art of persuasion was just amazing. What a real world experience that most children and adults, I've never gotten to talk to a state's attorney before, you know, to have that opportunity is just, I mean, it's fascinating. And as you said, and I really appreciate you reiterating that, our hope is that we have that learning going back and forth, those dialogues happening. We have an aging population in Oakland Mills, certainly, and certainly in other parts of Howard County. Why are we not tapping into that beautiful resource? There's so many things to be said about learning with grandparents. You may not have, like my kids' grandparents aren't nearby at this time, but that doesn't mean that they can't learn and be with and have other people learn and be with them. And we had a middle schooler teach a class early on, and it was fascinating to see the poise and how well-spoken he was, how patient and kind he was when people made mistakes. They were doing origami. To see today with the Star Wars, you know, you've got middle schoolers talking to the high school principal about what they love about Star Wars. We all have common interests. So building that sense of connectedness is very important to me and Amy.
Yeah. So Jessica, you said a wonderful word that I was going to press you guys a little bit on, which was sustainability. Because you made a comment earlier about being able to continue this after the quarantine. So, I mean, what are your longer-term plans and goals with this? And either you or Amy Amy may want to take that, maybe wanting to address that one too, but in terms of getting more members, broadening out the base of subjects you're teaching, have you put any, you know, what thoughts do you have about the future of this?
I was trying to be mysterious before, but I will be a little bit more forthcoming.
Uh-oh, a little bit of a reveal.
Breaking news.
But not everything.
Not everything. Well, okay. when you have partnerships in the works, you don't want to get too excited in advance.
But
I definitely think, you know, one area which I would like to see us grow, and I think most of our admin team are in agreement on this, is tapping into those seniors. The seniors in high school and the senior citizens in our community. The seniors are where it's at. We have a lot of really smart, capable folks who are not necessarily working full-time jobs right now. So some retirees are coming on board to teach some weekly classes or lead workshops, and I think that'll be really fun. But at the end of the day, we have endless supplies of information, knowledge, and welcoming folks. The Scorpion Speaker Series, I was talking to my students, and every single time, it was every Friday, we had at least one person come in. I would say you don't have to look far to find excellence in Oakland Mills. And I stand by that. It's really easy to just throw a rock and hit somebody who is a genius in their own right. And to have them share that for 30 to 45 minutes and engage in discussion with people is just freaking magical. And I think that the long-term impact could be that we appreciate each other beyond just niceties, that we actually carve out spaces, whether it's online or in person or a hybrid version of that, to expand our scope of what learning means and what it means to be connected to each other, and help our kids see what options are out there that they might not know about. So many of us stumble along our way to find where we fit in. And for our grownups, we have amazing kids in this area. This is an amazing part of the country, to be sure, because we have such diversity of experiences, but proximity does not allow us to always see that. We actually have to be in relationship with one another. So for adults to kind of follow the lead of some of our younger people and their vision and their inclusivity, I think is great. So I sometimes worry about grownups. I don't worry about our kids.
Mm-hmm. So,
actually, I did have sorry, go ahead, Bill.
No, Jason, all you.
Well, on the subject day-to-day
with the tests.
Well, this actually segue nicely into thoughts about Howard County and Shoe's civility, because I have to admit being somewhat bemused by taking a look at the recordings tab in the book group section of the website. Though we no longer record book group, to allow people to feel more comfortable discussing freely, you can watch previous sessions here. Now, having belonged to any number of book groups that ended through a schism or some sort of acrimonious event, I know all too well the emotional toll that a bad book group can take on a human being. But has something happened in one of your book group sessions that necessitated that, well, maybe we should not record these anymore? Is it,
no.
Lively conversations?
Because people were being too quiet. As any teacher in our county, any teacher in the world now that's doing distance learning can tell, yeah, a lot of people don't feel comfortable being on video. And so if we're doubly on top of that, recording it, people that may feel more comfortable saying something without 40 other people watching it later are more mm-hmm. likely to talk. I mean, our book groups are Harry Potter and The Hunger Games. We've had ones on tidying up. There's nothing that's contentious about our book group. Spinning journaling. There's nothing contentious, but this morning we were talking about the light side versus the dark side. Obviously we did Star Wars theme. Well, there's a lot of dark that can come with asking that question of people. Like, what do you consider light and dark? What's going on in our world now? You know, most of them said the coronavirus is the dark side and washing hands is a way that we can combat that, but there's plenty. They went into politics. They went into feelings of safety. There's an economy. Our children are brilliant. Mm. They're listening to everything that we say. Mm. So if there's anyone out there who's not certain if their child is aware of what's going on, we've got 8-year-olds talking about what's going on in our economy. So please know that you can talk to them and find someone who might make it easier for both of you to talk about it together. It's a difficult time for all of us. And we just want people to feel confident that if they share something, what happens in the room stays in the room.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, I've heard a little bit of that too. My wife is an educator and they've been doing online bingo sessions. So the stakes are obviously not quite as high as getting one's opinion during a book review. But yeah, you do notice that some people can get very quiet about the online format. So you want to try to make it as encouraging as possible to participate.
So what are you, so since you're in expansion mode and growth mode and want to bring further conversation and learning into the community, what are you looking for in terms of people to help you in terms of presenters or, you know, any other resources that you might need?
Thanks, Bill. That's a great question. So if you're willing to share anything, and we've got families where every member of the family has led a workshop or shared because everybody has a lot of skills. Like Jessica mentioned, Dr. Fink at Oakland Mills High School, which has presented on all of the literature ever written about Star Wars, which was vast and super interesting. And at the end, his daughter showed us her origami, and I asked her if she would lead a workshop because every Friday kids take over OMO. And so the entire day is staffed by anybody from a toddler to a teenager. And so it would be great to have more people just feel real comfortable giving back. And that's been the feedback we've gotten from folks, is that they feel like this is a reason to get up. This is something to plan for and to look forward to. And that's part of our mental and emotional health as humans. And then to connect with people in real time, we look for live interactive workshops. We're not striving for the recordings. We want that live meeting of minds. And then for the people who show up to get to know people and have more allies and advocates in our neighborhood. And if that's too much, moderators, we have at least one moderator in every session. The presenter is never alone. And the moderator just makes sure everything goes smoothly and helps with tech and questions and just really giving the presenter a safe space to show what they know. So if people are interested in either being a presenter or moderator, we have training videos, we have training documents, we have lots of people who will help you. We have online scheduling so you can pick the day and time and the session that's the best fit for you. And we're already, you know, booking out weeks ahead of time and having classes from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's 7 a day. That's a lot of content. So all are welcome. Mm-hmm.
So if somebody out there in viewer or listener land would like to be part of this, how can they do that?
It's best to go to the website. So as Jason said earlier, openmillsonline.weebly.com. You'll see a drop-down menu for presenter sign up or moderator sign up. You also take a browse around and look for the recordings. It'll give you an idea of what it is that we do and why we want you to participate. We've got some highlights that we share throughout kind of the big deal ones that most people have come in for. The big thing for me though is just give it a try. A lot of kids and parents, I think, are maybe reluctant to add one more thing to the plate, but it has been very beneficial for those of us who've participated to have a schedule. It's the same schedule. It's been the same schedule from day one. Even with distance learning starting up, we've kept the same schedule because it's easy for everyone to know that at 2 o'clock, I'm going to do language and culture on OMO. So we'd love to have more people join us. It's nice to get to know, I had kids tell me last week that, without COVID-19, we wouldn't have gotten to meet each other. Mm-hmm. And so it's, we're all, kids go to school together, but we do spread out. We go to sports and do other events together. The adults mix and mingle, but mostly adults are at work and have their spheres. And this is just another way to kind of broaden. I think Jason mentioned earlier, choose civility. We are a relatively small county, as much as it feels big and segregated sometimes by neighborhood, we're not. So let's all mix and mingle and hang out together.
That is a terrific sentiment. And I'll check this out myself. I could probably help in a thing or two. So
I'm coming for you, Bill. Don't you guys? Anybody who talks to me, I'm gonna figure it out. What skills?
Well, I have a few things. I got a few ideas. So I guess my closing question is this, and please, you don't have to use names, but you know, I mean,
do it.
Well, I mean, Jessica. is a fairly recent acquaintance and proud to make it. But I know Amy and I have known each other for a little while. And I guess my question is, like, has there been, I mean, what you said, Amy, about Howard County having a lot of geniuses is very true, and people who know a lot about a lot. What has been, like, the greatest amount of dissonance there? Like, has there been like the head of a biker gang who can teach origami? Has there been like a optometrist who could speak to the Franco-Prussian War? I mean, where is like the most unexpected like match of person and expertise? Like, this person is a blank, but oh my God, they know so much about blank. What has there been a situation like that?
I am so like one dimensional and single skilled. So Jessica, you think of your person. I'm going to do Jolene. So Jolene Mosley, if you know her, I know her from meetings, and I teach her daughter, and she's like a statistician, and her brain is like a calculator, and you know, she's running for school board, and she's like very organized, and so I know her in this role, and then it turns out that she has this whole other life in fiber arts, and she had her own yarn store, and she has like 5 looms in her basement. So her kids like were her camera person. They went down the basement, these huge looms, and she participates in competitions. One was supposed to be this last weekend, I think, from sheep to shawl, and they bring in a sheep and they shear it and they spin it on one of those old timey wheels, and then loom. Well, yeah, and then they hand it to Jolene, and she weaves the scarf, the shawl, in a giant loom like it's colonial times, and it was fascinating. And then she's traveling looms, so that was the one for me where I was like, "Wow, you are a Renaissance woman! Like, she has so many skill sets." And I had no idea that anyone had giant looms in their basement. It was fascinating.
That is outstanding. Jessica, do you have one?
I don't have one in particular, but it's been a huge entertainment for me to get to know my neighbors in a way. Amy is usually the one that brings people in. And then I find out, oh, they studied this in school and they don't do that anymore. To throw out another BOE candidate, Antonia Watts. I was leading a class on Marie Kondo's the art of tidying up. Well, it turns out that Antonia has a side business as an organization person. And so I'm trying to teach a class that I'm the least qualified for. Every person on there was like, oh, yes, I do minimalism. And oh, yes, I do this. And then Antonia's like, oh, well, actually, it is my business. Okay, good. You take over. So she took over. It's wants to repeat myself, but to find out that, you know, X is a doctor but loves to do this is joyful. Let's all nerd out on whatever it is that brings us passion and teach our children that it's okay to be weird or to have multiple interests. It's okay to be a Renaissance person. And probably Kevin Richardson, actually, now that I say Renaissance person, to find out that Kevin Richardson, who works for the Baltimore Sun, is also an amazing artist. Obviously, photography and art are connected, but sports photography wouldn't necessarily cue me into the fact that he does beautiful paintings.
Of the Mona Lisa. Like, he's like, you want to see what I painted this week? And he held up the Mona Lisa. Yeah, and he lives right here in Oakland Mills, too. His kids graduated, and it's just such a small world. Even when we get outside of Oakland Mills, it's still incredibly connected.
Well, Amy, Jessica, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to say in closing?
Thank you for your support. Thanks for having us on. Thank you for all the positive things that you've had to say. It's lovely to hear any feedback, but to hear positive feedback that you want to share with other people has made my day.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. I apologize. Jason had to drop off. The feds may be coming for the test. who knows? But I'm sure he'll hang in there and uphold Maryland's honor. So thank you both for coming on, and continued success with OMO. And I hope we can have you on the podcast in a while to see how everything's going and to talk more about it.
That'd be great. We hope to see you on OMO.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm coming for you, Bill. So
I think the hook has been sunk. So now it's just to reel the big fish in. Awesome. So with that, for Jason Boones, I'm Bill Woodcock. You have been watching and listening to Forward Maryland. Have a great rest of your day, everybody, and take care. Bye.
Bye.